To set the record entirely straight, as Christians seem to think telling children rubbish is clever, I am not now, nor ever have been, a so-called Satanist, nor even interested in neo-Satanism as the philosophical joke it is. I have never met someone professing adherence to Satanism who was not joking or even believed in Satan. Satan is a fantasy character best consigned to penny dreadfuls and B-movies. Devils and demons do not exist. Anyone who spreads superstition about such is either a joker, nuts, or a liar. The industry around neo-Satanism is not the atheist movement, which does not believe in such nonsense. Anyone involved in Satanism is taking the piss out of religion. Good on them for that. However, Anton LaVey and the Satanic Bible are bullshit with little philosophical interest beyond satire of fundamentalism. Aleister Crowley, the Holy, aka the Beast 666, likewise is bedtime stories to scare the paranoid. Yes, I have a Lucifer t-shirt. There is a fantasy TV show of that name. I do not believe anything spooky. People telling kids I am satanic or a satanic abuser of some kind are total liars with fundamentalists' agenda. Their god is a fantasy character also. They are either nuts, stupid, liars, or conforming to delusional beliefs about spirituality. Religion. It's all bullshit. I've met bishops. They showed every sign of being liars, asserting power and making money from fleecing the faithful. My experience of 12-step and spiritually deluded fundamentalists extended beyond the 3 or 4 years of active engagement with Minnesota group therapy and the 12 steps. I did fight for my seat for another 7 years after giving up in the program for the nonsense it is. I met many morally destitute clean and sober, acting spiritual in self-justification for their wrongs and madness. Many of those considered it was me or them with attempts to ostracise in the community through a war of words and gossip. Even once I had completely left the rooms, those people still tried to influence and take control of my life in cult-like vendetta. I stayed sober through all the war. I met some of the worst people I can imagine through 12-step. They did not want to help a victim of abuse that would not forgive their kind. It has affected my view of people and religion. I was an unwilling atheist and tried to return to religion of childhood. This and the steps did nothing but disillusion and isolate me further from people that did not seek to understand, only bolster their own delusions. I walk alone. I am sober in spite of the 12-step movement, not because it offered me support. I regret little, including the alcoholics others have claimed my attitudes led to the deaths of. It's human, not spiritual. I live with the resentment and hurt from the years seeking to follow others and trying to find a so-called spiritual path. It was all bullshit, and I don't like what I learned about people. I am over 30 years clean. My dominant emotion if I sit out a whole 12-step meeting is anger, followed by disgust at all the inauthenticity and misinformation on the human condition. God is dead. All their flavour of false hope is gone. I don't want what those guys have got. It's worth less than nothing to me. It's pretty obvious, really. Sending disaffected teenagers to the company of wolves, that being people that have spent their whole lives drinking and using drugs, is going to get one result and one result only. Total bankruptcy. There is no support available for youths from those type of people. They are emotionally unavailable. In particular, sending victims of abuse to peer support full of criminals and full of abusive personality types is destined to fail. 12-steppers often talk as if butter wouldn't melt in their mouths. Far from my experience of them, they went out of their way to try and exploit my history. When I complained, they said, "It's spiritual. We're human." There is no real spiritual solution to addictions. The only way is to stop. It's that simple. Non-12-step professionals are available to lend a listening ear. Counselling helps. Trained professionals, rather than the lunatics in 12-step rooms, are, of course, useful. I would not want another teenager like myself to ever go through 12-step recovery. It was emotionally damaging. Of course, you can find exceptions to the rule. There's always going to be somebody that says it worked for them. I can assure you, for me, it did great harm. There are no answers to find in the Serenity Prayer. God does not exist. I blame the families.